Officials in Pennsylvania say the helicopter Mark Croce was piloting from Washington, D.C. to Buffalo crashed around 8:30 last night in Mechanicsburg. His passenger, 63-year-old Michael Capriotto, an Orchard Park businessman, also died. Amherst Chamber of Commerce President A.J. Bain says Croce saw an opportunity on Franklin near Chippewa Street in downtown Buffalo nearly 20 years ago and took it.
He was renting out the first floor of the Darcy McGee's building, which was previously the Coliseum, and there he was renting out a floor and eventually grew his business and took over that building along with many other buildings,
including Statler City and the Buffalo Chop House. Croce also invested $24 million, turning a vacant 100-year-old office building at Franklin and West Huron into the Curtis Hotel. Hours before opening in July 2017, he gave WBFO News a sneak peek.
What led you to take on this project?
I just wanted to build a legacy project for my family and for my children. The two private dining rooms here that are behind you, we named one the Dominic Room and one the Dante Room. Those are my two boys. They're both going to be 5 and 8, and this is going to be something hopefully that they're going to be proud to work at and run and take over.
Along with his sons, the 58-year-old Croce is survived by his wife, Jessica. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.